Morning Kelly. Looking great today.
Takes a village to make me look this gorgeous.
See her and the rest of the cast now on KidTV.com. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Yesterday, Diddy announced that he is changing his name back to Puff Daddy.
What?
So, congrats, Mom. You're calling him the right name again. Yeah, that's right. He said he's going back to his old nickname 13 years after he dropped it. At this point, even Prince was like, who cares?
Wow, he's just... That Jimmy Fallon is hysterical.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. He's doing good.
He has been doing a good show.
But P. Diddy went, or Puff Daddy, whatever, I don't...
What is it? Puff? It's Puff
Diddy.
Daddy.
It's Puff Daddy now.
Puff Daddy Diddy?
Yeah, something like that.
Diddy, Puffy. P. Diddy, Puffy, Puff yeah. Daddy, Sean,
Puff Daddy,
Combs,
right?
Puff Sean
Daddy,
John.
Puff Daddy Diddy Puffy.
Speaking of below average rappers, there was a...
A
challenge issued out.
He's a businessman. He's not a rapper. He's right. A businessman. But anyway, to your point.
Jenna issued the challenge because...
Well, it was more an idea for inspiration for our listeners to enter our contest that gives them a chance to win a trip to the MTV Movie Awards, which is just by submitting like a 30 to 90 second video of them rapping a movie review.
Yeah, that's due today at 5 Central PM status.
Yeah, and you don't have to be a great rapper to enter. We just want you to enter because you get just a really cool trip for two out to the MTV Movie Awards coming up.
But people are like, oh, well, what's it supposed to sound like?
We didn't give an example. We needed to.
Well, this would have been great with prep.
Yeah?
I've told you how many times you need to have something in your back pocket so it looks like... That you do it on the fly. But this is something you've been rehearsing in private.
Most rappers have stuff. Most of the best ones, when they have a freestyle, they don't just always freestyle. They have a few like
go-to
rhymes
lyrics
here and there. Yeah.
So we gave you roughly 16 minutes.
That's a long time.
To write a rap.
It's a lifetime.
A 30-second rap.
And you're supposed to do a movie that came out, you know, in 2013 until now.
Yeah.
We're being flexible with it. And I just threw out 12 Years a Slave because I thought...
Kanye West has written songs that won awards in like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And like a full song.
Well, then I could do it.
Then you could do it.
It's
you're
ridiculous.
30 seconds, you
I mean,
got
Jay-Z
this.
Did Dirt Off Your Shoulder just free after hearing the beat.
Yeah. I mean, come on, Al. You're our flow master on the show.
So it probably would help if you could A, rap, and if B, you've seen a movie. And three,
there's a lot of parameters.
And three, you have a little bit of rhythm.
It's got to be a movie from 2013 to today.
Okay, so.
So what movie
I'm
are you
I'm assuming
doing?
You didn't go with 12 Years a Slave.
Well, I think I did. I didn't really see it,
you
but
think
I saw
you
the
did?
I saw the trailer.
You didn't? Okay.
So
you're paraphrasing you know, 12 Years a Slave.
I see a lot of trailers. We talk about movies all the time with Gray Drake, so I kind of have a feeling
of what it's about.
Of what you know, movies and you know, this movie, you know, a lot of movies are about. So. I'm going to try and put this together.
Did you did you write these rap lyrics to a beat, or we're just going to give you a random one?
I had a beat in my head, so I'm going to see if the beat that comes out of the stereo radio thing here matches what's in my
head. This is going to be radio gold.
This is going to be the worst thing you've ever heard.
No, don't tell yourself
like
short.
Right. If you're listening
this should
again.
Give you, if you're on the fence about entering, this should give you some confidence.
Yeah.
I mean, so
this is a professional radio personality.
So 12, kind of based on what I think 12 Years a Slave was about.
Yeah.
Or some other movie.
That's what I'm worried about. There were other movies.
Are you ready? Because we got DJ Shannon ready to spin it.
Come on.
Ready.
Hit it, Shannon.
Yes. All right, here we go. Yeah.
What?
Whenever you're ready to come in.
All right. Right.
Sink it to the beat out. Come on.
Now just check it. It was a long time ago. This is a story about a fella. He was free as a bird. He was kind of high yellow. Then just out of the blue. Man, this was no close shave. He was no longer free. They made him a slave. Then 12 years later, he was sitting on the couch. Got a job offer to work at the freaking White House. Then he went on a cruise on this really big ship. But the ship got robbed by a whole bunch of pirates. Man, and he never saw Sandra Bullock again.
You know what, Al? Who doubted him?
What movie was that?
Because he not only covered, I know, he covered 12 Years a Slave, The Butler,
and Gravity,
and Captain Phillips.
Thank you. Thank you.
See? He's a genius. Don't question him.
Thank you. I was surprised.
Thank you.
That was better than I expected.
Thank you. Thank
that was
you.
Good.
Thank you.
Juan Pablo, what do you think?
Hello, 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 hello.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show has your dream vacation, and it's just seconds away. Listen every morning at 7:20 Central for your chance to play 6 Seconds from the Beach. That means we'll give you clues about a famous person, plus an audio clue featuring their voice. And you'll have 6 seconds to get it right and score the trip. Where to, you may be thinking? We'll send you on a 4-day, 3-night trip to the Hyatt Zilara in Cancun. And get this, it's an adults-only resort. That's right, no kids. How interested are you now? Trip a day thanks to the Hyatt Zilara Cancun and Southwest Airlines. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.